The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Micheál Martin's leadership of Fianna Fáil is facing renewed threat, as we heard at the top of the show when we were speaking to Fiona Sheehan. John McGuinness, Fianna Fáil TD for Carlow Kilkenny, joins me on the line. John, this letter from James O'Connor and Albert Dolan and Ryan O'Mara, how do you feel about it?
I think that they have reflected the view of the parliamentary party generally, and indeed of the Fianna Fáil organisation. And we should now, as a party, act on it, have a meeting and discuss what has happened over the last few weeks in the context of the protests.
What does ACT mean, John? Does ACT mean have a meeting, or does it mean change the leader?
It means that we need to look at the policies and how we presented ourselves. We failed the public, we failed the protesters, and the language used to describe them as far left and far right was simply not acceptable. I was on that protest and I met with many community leaders, businesses whose backs are to the wall and who wanted support from government, understanding from government. And we were not, and when I say we, the parliamentary party was not given the opportunity to have a direct input into how matters were dealt with. Mm-hmm. So what has happened over the years is that, and particularly since the leadership of Micheál Martin started in 2011, that we've had a growing centralised administration where decisions are taken and then where the parliamentary party is told about those decisions. That is not the way democracy works, yeah. And it's not the way a party should work.
I'm just interested to hear you say, you know, that the party didn't deal with those protesters properly, and you met people who were genuinely concerned about their futures and about their businesses and their livelihoods. What about the people who were shouting and roaring about having the country by the ghoulies and blocking off the fuel ports and so on? I mean, how do you deal with those people?
Well, no one is going to condone what they said or indeed what they did. And that's I've explained that to the protesters in Carlow and Kilkenny. But we met very different people on the front line of that protest. Kids playing hopscotch on a roundabout in Kilkenny with their family members with them and wanting to express their anger and regret that the government had abandoned them. Now, we have to reflect those views at national level. And quite frankly, we weren't given the opportunity to do it. And having a meeting on Monday morning at 11 o'clock, when so much damage had been done to the party, mm-hmm. Was too little, too late.
I just want to ask you about, you know, clearly the finger of blame here is, from your point of view, pointed at Micheál Martin. Is it also pointed at Jim O'Callaghan?
Well, let me just talk about the finger of blame. The issue around the vote of confidence in the government is one issue and is dealt with. The provision of all of the reliefs for those that are affected is dealt with. But the direction of the government has not been dealt with. So the finger of blame, if you like, is pointed fairly and squarely at the cabinet. And those that represented the cabinet in public discourse did not do so in a way that recognised the legitimate efforts of people at a local level to get their point across.
Mm-hmm. None of them and in the cabinet. None of them.
No, I would say none of them. There was no real attempt to get the message across to the public that it was understood. And I'm not talking about the extreme elements of the protest group. I'm talking about the people who are in business that wanted to get some form of relief. And business in the country is contractors, farmers, even small businesses and suppliers mm-hmm. to those businesses. And they are suffering badly. And we were not able, as a party, to reflect the views of our local communities and therefore have an input. And then when the Taoiseach was interviewed, his language did not recognise the very genuine people that were out on the picket line. Okay. He was asked at the meeting on Monday to apologise for those remarks. Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen. And he's been asked to set out a social agenda, an agenda to address the difficulties of families and people in the context of the cost of living issues. Mm-hmm. And that needs to be addressed now.
John, if your problem is with the cabinet, like if you have a leadership change in Fianna Fáil, that's not going to solve that problem. You're still going to be in coalition with the same partners. The direction of the government and the programme for government doesn't change if there's a new person at the top of Fianna Fáil.
It's directed, my blame is directed at the cabinet generally in terms of how things happened. We have a separate issue in Fianna Fáil in that we do not have an input in an open and transparent way to the budgets and the policies that affect the country. Now, all of us might have a different view, but when you sit down and discuss these issues, you learn very quickly which issue needs to be addressed immediately. And Fianna Fáil, at parliamentary party level, have moved away from that model of management. And now we have a management by a small number of people of what's happening within the party. Okay. And quite frankly, I've spoken about this for years and it's not acceptable. Now the younger members of the parliamentary party are saying the same thing that I would have said over the last 10 years.
So how do you fix it, John? What is the solution?
We need new leadership, quite frankly. And we need a new direction focused on the social issues of our day and based on the old values of the Fianna Fáil party, which essentially means you listen to the people, you examine their issues, and you then try to assist them by way of maybe the budget or some other measures that will support them. Uh-huh. But you don't leave marginalised and older people cold in their homes because of the cost of heating oil.
So that would not have happened
in the past.
But I'm just looking at what that looks like. So you would change your leader in Fianna Fáil. Are you talking about renegotiating the programme for government?
I'm talking about having the muscle at cabinet level with a new focus from Fianna Fáil that would deliver to those that we represent. It's all about making your case, making it stronger and delivering to the people in the constituencies that are poorly affected. I've heard it from business people, from individuals, and now we're hearing it from farmers and hauliers and so on. But behind all of those, there's a family. There is someone that is under pressure. There are people that every single day cannot afford to live. And that is not acceptable, regardless of what crisis that there is in the world. We have to make decisions and prioritise our spending so that the people are kept safe. That is the first obligation of government. Keep your people safe. Mm-hmm. And they have not been kept safe on this occasion. And therefore, those that manage the party, and I'm afraid that includes Micheál Martin, will have to be changed, and whoever takes it on has to set out a vision and an agenda that will support the people and what they're trying to get through in their lives. And can I just add, reform is necessary. Since the Troika was here, there has not been sufficient reform. We have massive wastes of money. And the Comptroller and Auditor General needs more powers, and I don't see a real ambition on the side of government to get that under control. Okay. And that's what people are railing against.
All right, John, we'll leave it there, but thank you very much for talking to us. That is John McGuinness, Fianna Fáil TD for Carlo Kilkenny.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.